迎您收听世外桃源。
这个节目是由九十九只羊广播电台在德州休斯顿制作，朱恩蒙、贝玉东、费扬与团队同工们联合主持，每逢周一到周五中午12点到下午1点在1320台播出。我们的留言电话是281-561-9747，网站是 swtychina.com swtychina.com， 欢迎您与我们联络。
听众朋友您好，欢迎您来到世外桃源，我是朱恩蒙。首先，对于即将来临7月4号在 Trinity Pine 的福音营有一项紧急特别通告，不是坏消息，是好消息。因为本来我们的名额已经满了，但是现在在小贝的极力争取之下呢，我们又得到了一些床位。所以听众朋友还没有报名，请把握机会，今天明天一定要报名了。最快的方法，请您上网去报名 swtychina.com， 上面有一行字，寻找生命的桃花源福音营报名表，你点击一下就会有个报名表出来，你报名我们马上和您联络。报名的时候把中文英文的名字都给我们，您如果有孩子，孩子几岁，是男是女，都告诉我们。别忘了，您是先生是女士也给我们说一声，因为把您分错房了可麻烦。那我们还有这2-3天的时间，一定要把总人数给赢会了。所以您如果有朋友要来，您自己要来，请您千万千万立即报名。当然还有一个办法，打电话给我们281-561-9747，我们就会有同工尽快和您联络。现在啊，正在紧锣密鼓的安排啊，接送啊，人员啊，住宿各方面，您越早告诉我们，实际上现在已经非常晚了，您立刻告诉我们，那我们还可能为您安排啊。目前报名的总人数已经超过300，但是您别怕人多，我们那个地方相当大，有吃的有住的有玩的，现在多了这个数目的房间之后，您不会觉得挤的。他们这个营地已经是很老资格办营会的地方，大概休斯顿许多教会都去过，那个长周末在那里办营会的也不止我们一个团体，还有美国人的团体。所以您尽管放心的来，不要听见人很多就觉得大家会很挤啊什么的。尤其我们小贝兄亲口向我保证说那边冷气相当强，这件事情很重要。但是他也提醒大家啊，往往去那边参加营会最容易忘记带的东西就是你的浴巾，还有你换洗的基本用品，包括洗发精、牙膏、牙刷、肥皂，它大概是有的。不过要是我是因为我自己带小块肥皂去。我们在美国啊，享福享惯了，认为只要是有住的地方就一定有浴巾，它有被单、有毯子、有枕头，但是私人的换洗用具请您一定要带着，尤其不要忘了带浴巾和洗发精、牙膏、牙刷。休斯顿的夏天在树林子里面，那个蚊子是不管你是基督徒也好不是基督徒也好，它照叮的。除非像小贝啊、二山子这种话太多的人，那蚊子可能嫌它不好吃，要不然它是男女老少一律平等的。您如果有小孩或者您这个人招蚊虫，那这个防蚊油啊、防晒油啊别忘了带一点。可能我还会带一件单夹克，带把雨伞，因为照目前休斯顿天气的状况看起来啊，也是相当喜怒无常。所以总之这是好消息，我知道还有听众朋友想来，但是您认为还有我们前几天的情报都是名额已满，床位不够，现在呢这个情况感谢主有所改观，我们有足够的床位，请您立即与我们联络。您如果已经报了名的，现在还没有人打电话给你， 也没有收到电邮，那就出了问题了，也请您马上和我们联络。还有一些报名的听众朋友，你留的电话我们打过去没有人，因为我们总要确定一下你知道怎么走，要往休斯顿东北开车开一个多小时啊，我们可以带着您走或者接送您啊。有人呢报了名可是临时改变主意，我们需要知道，这样你的床位可以让给别人。但是确实有几位听众朋友我们打电话找不着人，要是您是休斯顿本地的，可是到目前为止都没有人用电话和您联络的话呢，请您立刻打电话给我们 281-561-9747， 谢谢您。最好是星期五，因为星期五放假嘛，早上就去，中午在那里有午饭给您吃。星期五下午是大人小孩最可以在那玩一玩的时候。我再说啊，可以游泳，可以攀岩，可以划独木舟，他们都有专人，有安全人员在那里负责督导。星期五我们到晚上才有聚会，但是午餐他们供应的，只要你报了名就有您的饭吃，所以尽量在中午以前到达，大家可以交交朋友，多认识认识，尤其小孩呢可以尽情的玩一玩。好了，让我们先进行今天的节目。今天我们这位来宾可特别了，我们在前几天的节目还有上个礼拜的节目里面已经一直听到他们的名字，就是这些年轻人在华人基督徒教会啊，做夏天传福音的这个啊，暑期福音行动啊，在照顾他们，在带领他们的 Uncle Dan。Uncle Dan 你好，How are you doing,
Hello.
Dan?
Okay.
So glad you can come to the program. I think a lot of audience are very curious by now. And who is this Uncle Dan and Darlene? 我想很多的听众朋友都很好奇，到底这个Dan 叔叔还有 Darlene 阿姨是谁？ Why don't you start with a little introduction about yourself? Whatever you want to say. 给我们介绍介绍。
Well, I grew up in the piney woods of Virginia.
我在维吉尼亚州长大。
And I thought I was pretty smart.
You're still very smart. 我小时候认为我很聪明。
I think I am. I don't know. Not for me to say, I guess. I really didn't notice that the world was really in a pretty good shape.Until I started this physics class that my high school teacher coached me into.
我知道到了中学的时候上物理，我才发现这个世界是多么完美。
In physics, we studied how things are put together.
我们开始学这些物质世界怎么样被摆在一起。
We studied how the physical world operates.
以及各种各样的 物理定律。
And I began to realize that this world is put together.
哦，这个世界是被一个很有智慧的角色放在一起的。
And somewhere I picked up the thought that God made everything.
心里面就觉得这个应该是神创造的。Where did that thought come from?
I guess going to church, I don't know.
I guess in the Bible it says that's what God put in us. Also,
right.
他们去教会啊，所以他当然蛮自然，他认为这个世界是神所创造的。同时圣经也告诉我们说，神把他的永能和神性显明在人的心里面，让我们知道他。那这件事情本来就是神自己在做的。
And I began to think that if this God put things together,
这个把整个世界放在一起的神，
then he must know everything from the littlest up to the biggest.
那他无论是最小的、最大的、最高的、最低的，什么他都知道。
And my greatest need was to know why I was here.
那我就必须要明白了，我就要问他了，我为什么在这里呢？
And since then, I figured that there's three questions: where did I come from? What am I doing here? And where am I going?
啊，所以想着想着，这三个问题就出来了。一个是我从哪里来，我现在在这里干什么？还有呢，我要往哪去？
The summer between high school and college,
在高中和大学之间
I asked,
那个暑假
I went out behind my house and I asked God to tell me what my purpose was.
啊，我就到屋子后面，我自己向神祷告说，告诉我我在这里的目的到底是什么。
Well, I expected a tree to form a mouth and start telling me.
我希望那个树林子的树可以开口对我说话。
And of course that didn't happen, and
当然没有这样发生。
I got hungry and I went back home.
后来我肚子饿，我就回家了。
All frustrated.
其实蛮沮丧的。
But the year in college,
不过我在上大学的时候
I met some young men that were my age, but they knew what they were about.
我就有一些同学虽然跟我年纪一样，不过他们好像对于我所问的问题蛮有答案，蛮有把握。
And I'd heard it all my life, I guess, in church, but
虽然我小时候在教会长大，可是
they were living the gospel.
就是他们是活在福音里面。
And they told me that I was separated from God.
他们告诉我说，我其实是与神被与神隔离开来了。
God was angry with my sin.
因为我们的罪惹神的愤怒。
And that I was separated from Him.
所以人就与神分开了。
The only way to get to Him was to come His way to Him.
那除了他为我们设立的道路之外，我们没有办法回到他面前。
And that way was the forgiveness of my sins through Jesus Christ.
而那条道路就是让我们的罪得以借着耶稣基督的工作啊而得到赦免。
After talking all night at 4 a.m. in the morning,
我和他们一直谈到早上四点。
I prayed and I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins.
我就祷告。祷告让耶稣进到我的心里来赦免我的罪。
And I felt the load of my sin leave.
哎呦，我真的是能够感觉到我身上罪的重担被挪开了。
And from that day till now, I know that I have communication with God.
从那天直到如今，我一直与天父、与父神有交通。
And He talks to me.
但他真的是活生生的跟我讲话。
He talks to me through the Bible, and I talk to Him through prayer.
他借着圣经对我说话啊，我借着我的祷告呢与他沟通。How long ago was that? 多久以前？
Well, October 7th, 1964.
A lot of our audience were not born yet.
Well,
1964年十月。
I've since realized that the teen years are years of searching for answers to those questions.
然后就开始感觉到啊，原来我们在十多岁的时候，正是一个寻求人生答案的时候。
And I found that God answers every question in the Bible.
哎，我也发现到我们所问的每一个问题，其实神都已经在圣经里面回答我们了。
Somebody asked me one time, did the chicken come first or the egg?
到底是先有鸡还是先有蛋呢？
Well, of course, the Bible says that God created the fowl first.
那当然圣经说啊，神造了飞鸟啊，所以应该是先有鸡了。
So that answered my question.
所以你看，这问题早都有答案了。
Of course, they had young, and of course the population of chickens kept on going.
那当然先有鸡，鸡生蛋再养小鸡，所以鸡就越来越多了。
And so many questions are answered in the Bible, even foolish ones sometimes.
有的时候连我们很笨很蠢的问题圣经都答的。
If we are willing to accept them.
但是问题在于我们愿不愿意接受圣经是神对我们说话答给我们的答案。
I went in the Air Force, I went to...
后来我参加空军。
Got out of the Air Force and went to college again.
我退役之后又回到大学里面去念书。
Then I realized I wasn't going to make it through college.
What happened? What did you do?
Well, God gave me a job truck driving.
Oh, 那时候我在开货运车。
And at that time, there was a lot of money in truck driving. I paid off.
那时候是他给我蛮高的薪水，能够让我付学费。
All my school debts I paid off.
我借的款都还了。
Got on my feet financially. I found out I could get into engineering as a drafter.
那时候我就发现我可以去做一个绘图员。
I got into engineering and worked my way up to mechanical designer.
后来我就做机械设计。
Took about 20 years.
花了20年的功夫在里边。
But I really enjoyed it. I did.
就是我蛮喜欢那个工作的。
Contract work. And between contracts, worked at all kinds of things.
做很多机械方面制图的工作。
Church janitor, grocery store clerk.
因为等于是契约性的，不是一个很稳定的常年性工作，所以在中间呢，我什么都做。
And I thoroughly enjoyed just working at anything.
那我这个人是有点很喜欢工作啊，不管做什么我都挺开心的。
My wife got interested in child evangelism.
后来我的妻子她就开始对于儿童布道啊，好像挺有负担的。
And
1999,
we went with Child Evangelism Fellowship as staff members.
后来1999年才算是正式参加万国儿童布道团做他们的这个同工。But before then, you were teaching with their material
my wife was, I was just helping her.
But I saw you laugh. Well, Jesus.
Yeah.
Remember we started in Galveston, that has to be 1980 something.
Yeah, back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s. 我们在1980年后半就在 Galveston 一起做。That was a long time ago.
Well, I might have been between jobs if you saw me during the daytime. But I helped her mostly on the weekends.
但是我平常要是没有工作我就帮她，周末我也帮她。
But we really were staff in 1999, August of
99. 99年我们才参加他们算是正式的同工。How did it all start? You don't have any children of your own.
No, but we, since about, since we got married,、
mm-hmm.
we were very close to children.、
Mm-hmm.
Actually before we were married, but let's not go back too far.
well, we don't mind.
we always loved children.
我们两个都喜欢小孩。
I made a model airplane with some kids in the neighborhood.
我有时候就做模型飞机给我们
邻居的小孩。Here in Houston,、
嗯、
truck driving.
那时候我开卡车回到 Houston, 我就坐模型飞机给我邻居的小孩。
Then when we got married, kids just seemed to come flocking to us.
好像我们两个很能够吸引小孩子。
One child,
有一个孩子
smell cookies baking.
闻到有点心。
And he came and wanted a cookie.
那他就要一些饼干。
And he ended up staying with us a year.
后来就在我们家住了一年。
That was some cookie. But we had other children,、
mm-hmm.
officially, I guess you'd say, through children's ministry.、Children's Center, it's called.、
Mm-hmm.
And they had us go through、
mm-hmm.
Training to be foster parents,、
oh.
which we could teach ourselves.
因为他们两个一直没有自己的孩子、所以他们很爱孩子，同时他们也参加一个机构呢，就是训练他们怎么做养父养母，让人家能够把孩子寄养他们在这里。有些有问题的家庭啊，需要的孩子，他们可以收养。What's the longest period a child stay with you?
Well, now off and on, we had a child 6 years.
最长的可能跟他们住了六年。
And we claim that particular child is our foster daughter.
我们把她叫成我们的干女儿。
And now she has a foster daughter.
那她自己也收了个干女儿。
That's with us for this summer.
那今年夏天她也来参加我们这个布道的工作。
She's visiting.
嗯。Dan, obvious I think the audience will notice, you're not a young man anymore.
Well, no.
你已经并不这么年轻了。Now, to take care of all these teens and, you know, drive them to the apartments and teach them, that's a lot of work. 带这些年轻人是很累的工作。
Yeah, we're going to give our lives to something.
我们总是要把我们的一生献在什么事情上，找一件事情奉献上。But you think it's worth it?
I think it's really worth it.
我真的觉得很有价值。What is the drive behind it? I mean,It really takes a lot of drive to finish it, do it year by year, apartment by apartment, kid by kid.
Well,
需要很大的毅力。
When we see kids,
当我们看见一个孩子
with their whole life in front of them,
他的一生摆在他前面。
We know that their lives are formed.
我们又知道
early their real purpose in life, their
他们生命的目的
their determination,
他们的决心。
All of this is affected when a person knows God.
在他们认识主的时候，这一切都受到很深的影响。
And is connected to his purpose for their life.
那这个会跟他对生命的寻求连在一起。
There's a verse in Hosea, I think it is, that he has taught thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justice.
Mm-hmm.
To love mercy、
mm-hmm.
and to walk humbly with your God.、
Mm-hmm. 这应该是弥迦书里面的一句话，他说世人呢、啊、耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So many years ago when I accepted Christ,
多年以前我接受主的时候
I accepted him as my God.
我接受他为我的神。
And God wants us to do justice.
神要我们行公义。
He wants us to love mercy, though.
是怜悯。
And he wants us to walk humbly with him.
谦谦卑卑地与他同行。
I've seen all three of those really, in my life.
在我们所做的事情，在我们的一生里面，我可以看见这三件事情被摆在一起。
The justice I see is,
所谓行公义
is judging my sin as sin.
神所定为罪的就是罪，我的罪就是罪。
And then loving mercy, the mercy that God gives me for the forgiveness of my sin.
神给我的赦免，那个就是我所得的怜悯，也是应该我拿来对人的。
And if I can see that about myself, I can see that about others.
我能够在我自己身上看见，我就能够在别人身上看见。
I can see the judgment of God on their sin.
我也看见神的审判在我们的罪行上。
And then if they accept that mercy from God,
如果他们接受从神来的怜悯，
then that's in their life too.
那这个怜悯就能够主宰他们的一生。
And since we're working with children, I see that in their life.
我们跟孩子在一起的时候，
starting very early,
我们就从他们很小的时候看见，
that they can walk with God.
他们是可以选择与神同行这条路的。
Knowing where they came from,
知道他们从哪里来，
knowing what their purpose is in life,
知道他们在这里做什么，
and knowing where they're going after this life.
知道他们要往哪里去，在这一生走完了之后，他们要往哪里去。
That's really the driving force behind what I do.
你如果问我说到底我的动力从哪里来，这个就是我的动力。
It might seem simple, but that's it.
说得很简单，但真的是如此。But I think a lot of audience, especially being a Chinese, they will want to ask a question which might not sound so polite in the United States as, where did you get the money? It takes a lot of money. 中国人就想问你的经费从哪里来。Now, as far as I understand, anybody work with Child Evangelism, CEF, is a volunteer.
Yes, yes.
对不对？万国儿童布道团是一个完全是义务性的工作。没有薪水。
For Christians,
对基督徒来讲，
we ask God for our needs.
我们把我们的需要带到神面前。
But we also let our Christian brothers know what our needs are.
但是你如果是一个基督徒，是我们的同工，你也会知道我们所需要的花费经费在什么地方。
And they can pray too.
他们自己可以去祷告。
And then God, rewards our faith.
然后神会照着我们的信心报答我们。
Sometimes he rewards it way above what we thought.
有的时候他给我们超过所求所想。
Like the refrigerator being crammed full, we can't close the door.
就像今年我们在这里， you know, food was one of the main concerns this year because they don't have a kitchen here, right?
Right, right.
本来我们在这个地方很担心食物，但是现在呢，冰箱满的连门都关不上了。
Everyone that is working with Child Evangelism Fellowship,
每一个与万国儿童布道团做同工的人，
is working by faith.
他们都需要凭着信心来做。
Or we tell God our needs, and then
我们告诉主我们在经济上的需要，各方面的需要。
And we tell others, those that can will give something, those that can't.
那个人可以，
we'll pray.
虽然是知道我们工作，他们就可以自己在神面前有所寻求了。For instance, like for this summer, okay, the summer just started. What are the greatest needs? What are the area that people can participate? If he is not yet your coworker, he heard about you through the program, he want to help. In what area he can help?
The first one and the greatest one is prayer.
我们最需要的其实第一件事情是需要有更多的人替我们祷告。
We have people that are praying for us.
我们有一些同工专门为我们祷告。
Those are probably the most important.
这个我相信是最重要的一项同工。
Secondly, the provision for food and building.
我们所需要的场地啊，食物啊， transportation, 交通啊。
There are lots of needs, but then outside of that, time we need.
时间。
People that can devote a little time to us.
我们需要有时间，有同工能够花些时间来帮助我们，跟我们一起做。
As the Lord leads, you could drive someone to drive a club to an apartment.
Yeah, 比如说你可以开车做一个大人做一个带着孩子去这个步道的公寓的大人
Well, we also go to daycares.
我们也去一些托儿所。 Well, why don't we do it this way?
Places.
Describe your day to us. 你把你一天讲给我们听，这样可能听众朋友比较知道他可以做。Describe a typical day.
My day?
Yeah, or as a group.
Well,
what's a day like?
A group here. A group comes to, well, we wake up about 7.
我们早上七点钟起来。
Six or seven to get dressed and come to this building.
来到华人基督教会。Most of boys live with you.
The boys are in one home.
In one home.
The girls are in another home. Another home.
Yeah,
yes.
他们在传道的这些年轻人、高中生，他们是男生住在跟 Dan 跟 Darlene 他们住在一边，女生住在另外一个房子。
We have breakfast, we have devotions.
然后我们有早上的灵修。
And we do a little practice of our Bible story.
然后我们就稍微做一点温习。
Sometimes we do a lot of practice.
有时候做很大的温习。
And then we determine which clubs we're going to.
然后我们当然都决定好了谁到哪一个地方去传道，这些都事先联络好。Now I see several very big whiteboard on the wall, divided by many little sections. Now those are the apartments or the nursery you're going to.
Daycares,、
right?
yeah.
Yeah, 那他们在这边有个大黑板啊，这个教会正好有几个很大的这个黑板。他们在上面画了很多的格子。In there, I saw the drivers, teachers, helpers, name of the department, and time and the directions.
Right.
Quite an operation.
The directions.
每一格上面有说谁开车，这开车需要大人，所以他说要是有人能帮他们开车挺好，但是你要开就开一个礼拜，你不能进来开一天，明天不见了。What time is the first club usually? 9:30?
9:30 is the earliest one. We've got one at 10.
Okay.
We've got several at 10.
Okay. 最早的一个，他们从早上教到晚上。Now, usually a team will have 4 places to teach throughout the day. It could be.
Not this week. Next week, it may only be 3.
Okay.
In the morning, it's usually a daycare. In the evening, usually an apartment.
Okay. 早上他们可能到一个幼儿园去。晚上他们可能到一个公寓，现在开始的时候比较慢一点。But eventually you will gear up, you have probably 3 or 4 a day.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, 每个老师大概一天要教3-4堂课啊，早上一堂可能是9:30-10:00，然后下午可能是3点钟啊，一般是室内的在幼儿园里面教啊，傍晚的时候可能还有一堂或者两堂，那多半就是室外的到各公寓去，因为那时候天气比较凉了。This year looks like how many teams you will be dividing into. 今年看起来你们会分成几队？
It's kind of hard to say. We're graduating about, let's see, 20 in both groups. I think it's going to be 20 altogether.
Okay, 我们今年大概有20个受完训的，完全受好训练好的这个小宣道士。
These are not your average teenagers.
这些是蛮了不起的高中生。
This is not where you come to paddle boats.
这不是来玩啊，不是来做夏令营的。
Shoot BB guns. We're in a spiritual battle.
我们是在一个属灵的征战里面。
And we're very intense getting our lessons.
他们的训练是非常紧张的，紧凑的。
Every teacher has to be examined on their lesson.
每一个年轻人都需要被打了分数，评了分，要过了关才能去教课的。
Every lesson.
每一课都要这样做。
And there'll be 5 lessons.
那他们每个人都要至少能够教这5课。
They'll teach those 5 lessons each week, 1 per day.
对不对？礼拜一到礼拜五，每天同样的时间，比如说到这个幼儿园或者到那个 apartment 去，他就讲这5课。
After the graduation, there'll be fewer practices, fewer evaluations.
当然他们都念完了，就慢慢的他们就不需要这么多的练习，因为每天在上课也就是在练习了，会越来越熟了。
And probably only a few corrections here and there after.
所以我们只要偶尔看一看他们，帮他们再校正一下。
After they're evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
And graduated.
You'll be dividing them up for about 5 teams, 6 teams 8 teams?
We have had in years past 14 teams.
我们最多时候有14个队伍。
But this year it may only be, depends on the schedules of the children, which weeks they work. 我们也需要看这个孩子的时间
啊，他们哪几个礼拜可以教， and also the availability of the apartment and nursery.
Our scheduling apartments.
So typically, probably at least four vans will be going out each time.
At least four.
Yeah. So in other words, if people want to help, they can come in. If you know how to drive, you're a safe driver. You have a heart to chaperone them and stay with them, watch them teach. It'll be a lot of fun. You can come here. Before around 9 o'clock, get assigned. 如果你有负担，你可以明天早上9点钟来这帮他们开车。
The evening ones are 5:30.
最晚的一个是大概5:30，中间可能还有一两个。So this is the area they can help. They can pray. They can help driving. How much does it cost to run an operation like this? Give us a ballpark figure. Like last year.Total budget for this 3 months.
I wish I could give you a good definite figure. We did have about $10,000 for the whole summer. We ran something like 3,500 children that we reached. But now people gave. There's a lot that's not in that $10,000 figure. Not just money, but food. Gasoline, they'd fill up our car sometime and wouldn't even know that they'd done it until we saw the gas gauge.
Yeah. 像我们去年的话有大概花了10,000块钱在上面，但是还有很多的钱是看不见的，比如说人家来开车带孩子，他们就把油加满了，还有的人送食物来。
And other things were just donated to us, mattresses,
然后有人他们送这个床垫啊，Also, people were helping you with the utility bill for the building you use.
Utility bills.
Last year you were in Chinese Bible Church.
Right. Some didn't even tell us they were giving on the utility bills.
所以因为整个夏天教会都在用电，所以这个开销其实是蛮大。Actually, the expense is quite big.
Yes. Probably, I would just estimate $15,000.
我只能够很大约的估量一下，也许一个夏天要花15,000。
But actually, $10,000 actually came through our hands to the expenses.
但是我能够说，就大概有10,000块钱经过我们的手，这是我大概只能够给你到这个数目的大概。But you have been doing this for how many years? 你做了几年了？
We started out with one missionary teacher. In 1999.
所以1999年我们那个时候从一个老师开始做。
And then there was three the next year.
第二年有三个。
It was about nine the next year.
So this is about this is the 10th year you've been doing that. Yeah.
Well, 9th year. 10th? Yeah, 10th year.
10th year.
10th year.
所以他们这个暑期传道的工作就不断的扩张，这已经是做到第10年了。那神真的是非常信实的。
So God has been faithful.
He supplied all our needs. We just have to mop up.
Do you have any idea about how many children you've reached and how many kids you have led to Christ in the past 10 years through this kind of mission?
Most of the apartment kids will be gone. They move in and out.
他们流动性非常非常大。
我在问他，你们这十年来到底向多少住在公寓里面的孩子传了福音？
I would guesstimate it's somewhere around 10,000 altogether.
Well, it's about the same number as your budget.
Well,
大概有10,000个小孩.
Well, through the years.
Through the years. I know a lot of people saw your newsletter and say how many thousands kids we reached and how many hundreds, even thousands decisions were made. People think you're exaggerating.很多人认为你们在夸大这些数字，因为太可怕了。你们这些一个几个月下来，可以几千个孩子，不但传福音给好几千，甚至得救的可以上千。But you're not exaggerating, aren't you?
Well,
you 没有在夸张。
You can come and look at the
你们可以进来看到我们这些小孩子带回来的记录。
We've got all of their names, or at least most of their names.
他们的名字。
We've got their decisions they made. We got.The apartments they were in.
我们去过哪些的公寓。
you could come and watch one of our clubs. And
我们也会非常欢迎你进来看他们怎么教，看我们怎么做。
It's no telling what will happen. Sometimes no children come to be.
有的时候到了一个地方没小孩来。Sometimes there are scores of them just all of a sudden
appear
from nowhere.
The whole group will come.
有时候来一大堆。It's God at work, isn't it?
God has to draw them. God has to
自己带他们来。
Pull them in.
I think today, the adult Christian, we're so depressed. We forget the gospel is the power of God.
Amen.
今天大人的基督徒因为福音朋友太难请了。我们自己都没有力量也不传福音了我们真的忘记福音本是神的大能 But God never changed
No.
神从来没有改变
No, and this area of town has such a
西南区
a mixture of
有各种各样的人种
apartments
公寓
and a lot of working people here we
有很多是流动的人工
So many people working
Mm-hmm.
They're having children.
然后他们在这边生了孩子。
The children are in daycares.
然后这些孩子就被丢在幼儿园。
They're in schools.
或者在学校放了 After school, they just run around.
After school, they're
yeah, 放了学就在公寓里面跑来跑去。
Latchkey kids, we call them.
Yeah.
And some of them are just in apartments in the summer with nothing to do.
有的人就是在公寓里面住一个夏天，什么事儿都没有，也没地方去。
And this is really the only big thing that happens to them the whole summer.
就是我们能够去给他们传福音，对他们来讲呢，对有的孩子来讲呢，真是一件很重要的事情。
And yet, we know that this is God's opportunity.
尤其我们知道这是神给我们的机会。
To reach these children.
让我们把福音传给这些孩子。Okay, Uncle Dan, I think that's all the time we have for today. But what a privilege.To have been knowing you and working with you for all these years. and see God's great work on you and your wife, darling.
我们今天访问 Dan 叔叔这一部分可能到此需要打住。我们99这样的同工已经认识他们超过20年。大家在一起打仗，这真是我们在服侍主的路上最荣幸的事情之一。
Thank you for coming to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll keep talking. Thank you.
那接下来我们的节目里边还要再访问一位十多岁的姐妹。这位姐妹是黑人姐妹，她也跟着 Dan 和 Darlene 接受了很多年的训练，暑假在这里和大家一起传福音。但是在她上来接受访问之前，我要再提醒节目开头的时候已经报告过了，您如果错过的话，请您仔细听，我们7月4号的福音营现在又多了相当数目的床位。您如果还没有报名想去，那这两天最好就是今天了，立刻打电话给我们281-561-9747，我们马上就必须要向营地汇报总人数，因此这是真真正正的最后的机会的最后的机会了，请您不要错过，立即与我们联络。如果您已经报名，休斯顿本地的听众要是没有人打电话和您联络上，也请您打电话进来表示我们在找你找不到，因为我们要确定您一定能去，看有没有什么需要，要领路，要车载，我们都可以安排。281-561-9747。好，让我们继续下面的节目。
访问在华人基督徒教会参加这个暑期青少年福音行动的少年人啊。那我们今天有一位非常特别的来宾，Welcome to our program. Do you mind give us your name?
My name is Bambi.
Bambi, what a cute name. How did you get this name?
Well, my full name is Alua Bambi, but my parents cut it short because people couldn't pronounce the whole thing.
他的全名其实不是 Bambi, Bambi 好像那个动画片里面的小鹿啊。Say your full name again.
Alua Bambi.
Alua Bambi. What does it mean? 什么意思?
It means basically like the child of God.
A child of God?、
Yeah.
这个名字的原意是神的儿女，这是哪国语言呢
？What kind of language is this?
Yoruba.
Yoruba. Not failed the test. Yoruba is not. Where is this language originated from?
From Nigeria in Africa.
Nigeria in Africa. So your parents come from Nigeria.
Right.
哦，他们是从这个尼日利亚或者奈及利亚来的。
Were you born here? You were born
no,
here?
No, I was born in Nigeria.
How much do you remember? 你几岁在那边生的？How old were you?
I was, when I came over here, I was turning 8, so I was 7 and a half.
So you're 7 and a half. So you remember quite a bit.
Yeah.
You still speak the language?
My mom didn't really speak it to me. So I understand when she says it, and I can say little words, but I don't speak it fluently.
所以你会听不会讲了。It's just like a lot of Chinese kids here. They understand, but they don't speak. How old are you now?
I'm 17.
You're 17? You're in high school?
I just graduated. I'm going to college.
You just graduated? You're a little early than everybody else.
Yeah.
他17岁，他刚刚从高中毕业。Which high school would you graduate?
I went to George Bush High School.
So you have been here for 10 years in the States?
Yes.
他在美国10年了。What brought your parents here? Did you come directly to Houston?
Because my dad, he used to work in London, but then they moved him back to the United States, so our whole family came over here.
所以他的工作本来在伦敦，后来他们就搬到休斯顿来。Do you like it here? 你喜欢吗？
I do.
You do? What's it like in Nigeria? Tell us a little bit more.
All the people are really friendly, because your whole street, you know everybody down the street, and you can just go and like knock on their door and like walk in, and it's really cool. And it's just like you feel so close, like everybody, you don't have people who like, you know, they're really stingy and stuff like that.
所以他说他们在奈及利亚的村子里面，一条街上每个人都认识，啊，非常非常的亲。It's not like here, you don't really know your neighbor. Were you a Christian in Nigeria?
Yes, I was.
So your family were Nigerian Christians?
Yes.
Now, tell us, where in the African continent Nigeria is?
It's sort of in the middle, like to the left in the middle, sort of.
Okay, what's another famous country to the left or to the east?
I don't know the whole continent of Africa.
But
it's
an inland nation.
Yeah, it's in the middle, right?
Was it big?
It's pretty big, yes.
那他们家族在尼日利亚本来就是基督徒，他也在那边就已经信主了。我问他这个国家到底在非洲的哪里，他也说不上来。问他左右的邻国是什么，他也不晓得。但是他说这个国家相当大的，而且是个内陆国。
And like you have different sides of it. Like sometimes like you have the hotels and all of that, and then you have the villages, and then you have the town and the city and stuff.
城市跟乡村差得很远。So they're modern side and they're also the original side. Well, have you been back since you're here?
你们回去过没有？
No, because we never got together enough money, so we're going to be going sometime this year or next year.
所以你们可能今年明年会回去，因为蛮贵的。It's going to cost you a lot.
You
have a big family.
Seven people.
So your parents have 5 kids.
Yeah.
爸妈加5个小孩。人丁兴旺。
So the big guy I saw here, Niwa, he's your big brother?
Yeah, I'm the second oldest. Niwa is the oldest.
他大哥哥个子很大，名叫 Niwa, 他在家里面排行老二。你母亲工作吗？
Is your mother working?
My mom doesn't work.
Okay. So, was there a lot of Christian in Nigeria? 那边有很多基督徒吗？
Yeah, there are a lot of Christians.
Really? 很多基督徒。
There's, like, I remember, like, just down our street, our church is, like, right there.
So,
there are a lot of Christians, and then there's also a lot of Catholic. And then in, like, the lower part of Africa, there's a lot of... Muslims. So, yeah.
有很多的天主徒，有很多基督徒，但是在比较靠南边的非洲就有很多的伊斯兰嘛。Now, do you know any of the history of Christianity history in Nigeria? 你知道不知道任何的历史？
I believe that the Christianity came from when the Europeans first came over, because they brought with them, colonized. That's when they first started.
As far as you remember, you were born in a Christian family.
Right.Yes.
所以他是生在一个基督徒的家庭。So right now, which church do you go to?
I go to Dominion Chapel.
Dominion Chapel, is it a Nigerian church?
It is, but that's only because our pastor is Nigerian, so you know, they kind of flock together. So,
所以他们的牧师是奈及利亚人。
But we have a white youth pastor and a white children's.
他们有个白种人做他们的。
So it's kind of...
年轻人的牧师。So it's kind of a good combination of everything.
Yeah.
所以你们的教会也有点国际味儿啊。
Is it different, the church here, is it different than Nigeria? 这边和那边的教会有没有不一样？
I would think it's just the people trust, you have more to trust God for in Nigeria, because you have people who don't have a lot sometimes, and so you have to lean on God more. Yeah.
所以在奈及利亚的基督徒比较需要仰望主，因为那边东西少。In America, you don't really have to trust God for anything. We have to
Yeah, we have a lot of things.
You're not going to starve.
Sometimes.
You're not going to have a famine tomorrow.
Yeah.
因为就像他讲到，人在美国几乎好像不需要信靠神了，因为什么都有，明天不会闹饥荒啊，有什么大灾祸啊之类的。
So what brought you here to Chinese Christian church? 你怎么会到华人基督徒教会来？
Well, and Darlene went to my church like, I don't know how many years ago. 所以
Darlene阿姨也到黑人的教会去。She went to your church. It seems she has been all over the place.
Yeah. And so my mom heard about her, so she went to go do TCE1. And then when she did that, and Darlene told her about summer missions.
Okay.
And so that's how it came. 所以她的母亲
和上礼拜的 Heidi 一样，她去参加这个有效教学法的第一程。How long ago was that?
4 to 5 years.
Yeah, that's what I remember, because I remember Darlene told me about you guys. Yeah. So then your mom brought back the teaching to, brought the teaching back to your church?
Yeah, right. So and, what she
and
learned.
And she start with the family, right?
Yeah.
就她的母亲把这个有效的教学法，就是万国儿童布道团这一套，达令阿姨教的这一套带回教会去。So when did you start joining this summer mission?
I started off as a JT. So the first 2 years I came, I was just a JT. And then when I turned 13, I came to do CYA. So I've been doing that since.
所以他已经跟着导林很多年了。他13岁的时候开始教课。在那以前呢，他就是做这个小小的 JT, 做小跟班。
How do you like it? 你喜欢吗？
It's really nice. I mean,
and
Darlene's strict sometimes, but what the stuff she has, it really helps you, because you're not focused on the outward things. You're more focused on reaching kids and stuff.
可是导令给他们的教导是非常注重他们的内在啊，让他们不会眼睛在摆在这个世界上。 Give us a little bit about your, let's say, testimony. When do you realize that you're a true Christian, even though you're born in a Christian family? 你什么时候真真正正成为一个重生的基督徒？
I would say when I was a little kid, I was kind of like the good kid. All the teachers
okay,
liked me.
小时候就是很乖。
But when I came here,
到美国以后，
I remember it was during sometime close to Christmas, and they were teaching like a story
okay,
about Christmas.
到圣诞节的时候，他们在讲这个故事。
Right. And they were talking about how if you don't truly know God, you can't really call yourself a Christian because you never asked Him into your heart.
如果你跟主没有一个私人的关系，你不是真正知道他的话，那你怎么可以称自己为一个基督徒呢？
And so that night, like, I went and talked to my parents.
那天晚上我就去跟我爸爸妈妈讲话。
And they prayed with me and I received Christ.
Well, we need to go into detail. You talked to your parents. What
right.
did you say?
Well,
你跟你爸妈说什么？
I went to my mom. I was kind of shy, so I was asking her.
So you were about 9 years old?
Yeah, I was about 9 years old then.
九岁的时候，
so、
跟妈妈讲，她很害羞。
I talked to my mom and I asked her like, oh, so, like, what exactly does it mean to be born again? And so,
我就问我妈妈说，重生到底什么意思？
So she opened up the Bible and she started talking to me and reading verses to me.
她念圣经的经文。 Do you remember which verse she was quoting?
No.
No.
But,
probably John chapter 3. Yeah, probably.
And so she,
she
was talking to me about that. And then so we prayed and I received Christ that night.
So your mom led you in
to
prayer
Christ, right.
to be born again.
And,
how wonderful. Yeah.
But like later on, I was in church and the pastor was like, oh, you need to remember the date when you were born again.
And
so being little, I kind of forgot. So when we went to church, they had this little thing that they were playing with all the little kids. And so I chose that day to call when I was born again. And that was.
所以你就把那天又当成你重生的日子。 So which day was that?
December 16th, 2000.
December 16th, 2000.
Right.
Not bad. It's a good day.
Yeah.
这就是2000年的年底啊。Do you see the difference? I mean, you were still young. How much does it change you inside out? Was it a sudden change, gradual change? What can you tell us about?
I think for me it was more of a gradual change. It was like, it was more of God taking away some of the pride.
他是说在他内心的改变，他信主之后，他重生之后，改变是渐渐的，而且主要是在神把他心里面的一些东西拿走。You mean pride?
Pride, right. Because, you know, growing up in your Christian family, God was basically telling me, just because you grew up doesn't mean that you're better than anybody else. 因为我在基督徒家庭长大，
所以我常常会觉得说好像比别人好。
So I had to deal with that, and it was just me growing closer to God and not just showing that I'm a good kid.
所以我不再是在别人面前表现说我是个好孩子，而是我真真正正的开始被神吸引，开始跟他同行。
But going more and reading my Bible and spending time with God so I could grow in Him.
So you start reading the Bible when you were 9 or 10?
Yes. Oh, well, actually, I read the Bible before, but it was more like, you know, just read it just to call, say I read the Bible, you know.
But not for really for your nourishment of your spiritual life.
Yes, exactly.
So gradually you start really Reading the word.
Yes.
Wow. 他就开始慢慢慢慢他读圣经，而且这个读圣经是能够帮助他成长的。Again and again, we, in this program, we emphasize that even our little kids, from very young age, they can have a very real walk with God.
That's right.
我们在节目里面一再的讲说，很小的时候就可以与主同行。And you can testify for that.
That's right.
那他就是一个活见证。
So, this is what...The fourth year?
Yeah, I was a junior missionary for about 2 years.
2 years. 所以过去两年已经开始参加这个、
yeah.
这个公益宣道的工作。How many kids have you、led to Christ?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It was a lot. It's been a lot. Though, yeah, but I don't know.
那带蛮多小孩子信主。What does it feel like? I mean, when you see the little kids, they're so cute, they accept Christ.
Yeah.
And what does it feel like
it's
in
just,
you?
It's wonderful because even before I did CYA, I love little kids. Like, you always see me surrounded by them. And so coming and being able to teach kids, it was just, it's wonderful.
Oh.
And when you see the way their face lights up when they learn,、
yeah.
like, you know, Jesus took away my sins, they're just,、uh-huh. it makes you feel wonderful.
但是我本来就很喜欢小孩，那现在我能够来这边教小孩，尤其教给他们说、信耶稣，然后他们心里面知道说主耶稣把我的罪拿走了，他们脸上那个快乐就给我带给我非常非常大的喜悦。Where are you going to go from here?
Well, first I also said 10 Baylor University,、mm. but、my dad, he works in London now, so we're probably、
oh,
going
to
be moving.、
London、
yeah,、
again.
We're probably going to be moving over there.
London again. Well,、
yeah.
you surely travel all around. 所以他是可以到 Baylor 大学去，可是他的父亲又到伦敦去了。What do you want to be?
I want to be a neurosurgeon.
You want to be a neurosurgeon?、
Yeah.
Wow, 他要做一个神经外科医生。It requires great endurance,、
yeah.
though. The operation is long.
Yeah, so I'm praying about that, but if God leads me somewhere else, I'll be willing to go.
但如果主带我到别的地方，往别的路走的话，我也很愿意。Let me ask you a little bit about your family life,、
mm-hmm.
okay? Because...You have 5 kids.
Yeah.
你们家里有5个小孩 and you are the second.
Yes.
You are the eldest daughter. And you have 2 twin sisters.
Yes.
Yeah. 她底下有两个双胞胎的妹妹。上面有个大哥哥还有个弟弟。
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard for having so many kids, everybody grow up together?
Yeah.
你觉得怎么样？
I mean, because me and my brother, we grew up together. Like, we were together for at least 3 years, and then my little brother came along.、
Oh.
So it's just hard because when Niwa's not there, I have to be in charge, and so everybody's、
oh.
like, wants to do their own thing, and so it gets crazy sometimes.
Because your daddy's not always around.
Yeah, my dad's not always there.
所以你需要分担很大的家务事。
他小时候跟哥哥在一起的时候还好，后来弟弟妹妹接着来呢。他就要分担相当多的责任啊，各有各的事情做，有的时候呢，家里有点鸡飞狗跳的。
Then you must be a very good kid.
Yeah.
It's hard to get my kid to do anything for me.
Yeah.
你肯定算是乖孩子了，因为我的小孩什么家事都不肯做了。
Being around other group like Chinese kid, Hispanic kid, must be quite refreshing for you when you first came out from Nigeria.
It is because you have so many different cultures that you get introduced to, and it's wonderful because there's so many different things you learn and then you pick up. Yeah.
他从奈及利亚到这边来，当然看见很多不一样的人种啊，中国人啊，西班牙人呐、啊。Because this is a Chinese program, tell us, what is your observation about Chinese? We don't have many opportunity to hear from the other side of another culture. So I'm truly curious. You can say whatever in your heart.
Well, it's that they're really open. Like, I noticed a lot of my friends I have, they're Chinese. Like, I'm always learning. I'm always learning new words for them. Or, like, learning things from them.
How many Chinese words have you learned?
I don't want to say.
No, you have to say something. No.
Well, I learned how to say hello.
Okay, say hello.
Ni hao ma. And then I learned how to say Jesus loves you. I think is yes. Oh, I forgot.
Keep on.
Yesu ani.
Ah, very
and
good.
Then, to say you're hungry, I think is ni ala.
Wa ala. Yeah, it's very important word.
Yeah.
So you do have a lot of Chinese friends.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
And you like them. You think they're open?
所以显然你的中国朋友不少，那你觉得他们很大方啊？
Yeah, they are. And especially sometimes people find it weird, but the old people too are very open. I love it. Like, you know, you're talking to them, they just have this big smile on their face sometimes, and they just love to listen to you. 很喜欢
中国人，像中国的老人，你跟他讲话，他就会有一个很开朗的笑容，他觉得中国人蛮开朗的。We always thought we are shy.
Well, all the people I've met, like Miss Vicky and you and some of the other adults, they always greet you with a smile and they're always like, you know, ready to just talk to you. So that's really cool.
至少他遇见的中国人都是蛮开朗的，都是笑容可掬啊。那Where do you have anything special you want to say?
你还有什么话跟我们听众朋友讲吗?
A lot of people don't know about the CYA program, and it's a really great program. I mean, at first when you call me, you might be like, oh, and Darlene, why are you always on my back? But it's really good. And a lot of times, like, you know, you notice after years that the thing she's been teaching you is actually to help you.
Start helping you.
Yeah, they really start helping you.
And you will see the value in how they help you.
Right, and it really helps you to grow. I know, like, for a fact, just being a CYA, the amount of times I've been, that's really helped me to grow in a certain area.
来到参加这个暑期这个传福音的活动，真真正正帮助他。一来的时候觉得达令阿姨很严格啊，管他很多事情，可是日子久了回头看看，这些事情真的帮助他的成长啊。So you will encourage others to really join this kind of mission.
In fact, yeah, I'm going to try and go back to my church too and get to see if I can get more people to start coming to this. Yeah, because it's a really great program.
等他回到教会去看，还有更多的他们教会的小孩能够来。But are people in Nigeria all as tall as your family?
Yeah.
That's intimidating.
Most of them are.
My grandma's
really tall too.
So 你的祖母很高。How tall was she?
6 feet.
Your grandma?
Yeah.
Not your grandpa. Your grandma is 6 feet.
她的祖母就是一米八那么高。
If you go to London, the whole family is going or just you?
The whole family is going.
全家都搬到伦敦去。
Right.
When is that going to happen?
Like probably at the beginning of school, like the beginning of the new
school.
Really?
So it's coming in the next few months?
Yeah, it's coming in the next few months.
Oh, 你马上就要走了。Oh, we're going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm going to come back and visit though, because I can't just leave.
Well, that's a long way.
I
believe we have direct flight now.
所以实际上几个月之内他们全家就要搬走，他蛮天真说他可以回来看我们。
Maybe you can start something like this in London.
That's what Andarlene was talking about.
Yeah.
And they also they have a CYA in London too, so that's something we can join up with them.
那边也有万国儿童辅导团。 Yeah, actually we encountered some used teaching material from Europe.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, CYA, yeah. Well, that's really good to have this chat with you.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming onto the program and...May God be with you in London.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
谢谢你到节目里来，愿主与你们全家同在。好，听众朋友再见。最后叮咛一声，今天、明天是世外桃源7月4号福音营报名的最后两天，我们新得到一批的床位，所以您若是立即报名，应该没有问题安排，请立刻打电话给我们281-561-9747。
亲爱的听众朋友，世外桃源节目要暂时和您说再见了。收果子的时候早就近了，庄稼已经发白，这是一个完全凭信心仰望主的节目。我们的联络电话是281-561-9747。您也可以留言在世外桃源的网站上 swtychina.com swtychina.com。 99只羊广播电台今天的播音到此结束，让我们下次再会。
我愿做那星星发光来着。